Hi, this is Brian from Fox Audio Research. We went to our local Longham & Quaid music store here in Markham, Ontario, Canada. And we'd had a couple of inquiries via our website regarding the new Apex 580 microphone. The Apex 580 is a beautiful-looking microphone, extremely professional, very well-finished package. A large cage over the capsule, has a center-terminated capsule, but seems to be larger than the 32-millimeter capsules found in other Apex microphones. It is three patterns, figure eight, cardioid, and omni. It has two different attenuators, minus 10 and minus 15 dB for those really loud singers. And it also has two different roll-off switches, one for 75 hertz and one for 150. So it's a great-looking package, comes in an aluminum flight case, and we were graciously allowed to take one home and put it through its paces. So what we did was put it up side-by-side with an early prototype 47 mic that we built, in an Apex 450, which is an obsolete microphone. Quite high quality fit and finish again on that microphone. Probably a little too expensive to make for the price points of a Chinese mic back in the early days of the 21st century. We have pretty much changed it up completely, with the exception we left the stock transformer in it because it was quite a good transformer, and it was difficult to fit anything larger in that particular case. So the 47 style mic that we have here is using a Peluso K47 capsule, wired directly to a parallel wired 6922 tube, using a red light emitting diode for bias, for a 1.6 volt bias, and going through polypropylene output capacitor to the transformer. And that is the signal path completely. The capsule wires directly to the tube to the output cap to the transformer. So this is a very simple mic with a very quiet tube in it, wired in the same way that a U47 was wired. So we're simul recording now with this brand new Apex 580. It is in zero for the high pass filter. It is in zero for the attenuator, and it's sitting in cardioid. I'm approximately 20 centimeters away from both capsules. The capsules are side by side and equal height, and I'm making a perfect triangle to the capsules so that I'm right in the middle of them. So here's the standard sibilance words that we use. She sells seashells by the seashore, because that's where all the seashells are. We'll take a minute now to listen just to the room noise, which it's a very hot 33 degrees here in the Toronto area today, and the air conditioners are running everywhere, so you can hear those clearly, and I'll stop for a moment and you'll hear the silence. So there you can compare the noise floors. Both microphones are running into my Apogee Ensemble, and gains on the input have been selected to match the levels according to our Logic 8 workstation. The Apex 580 seems to need about 4 dB more input gain on my Ensemble to get the same levels on the digital workstation. That's not a big deal by any means. It just means there's a little less gain in the internal amp of the 580. I haven't looked at the circuitry of the 580. It's not really mine to dismantle, so we'll have to make a call on that later. But this is the two microphones side by side, and we'll see if the old-fashioned tube microphone stands up well.